the case of Dr. McDade being Minnie Mouse in Dublin and Mighty Mouse when he comes to Donegal. You know, telling the people of Donegal one thing, calling for an election, and then going to Dublin and walking in behind his Fianna Fáil colleagues to vote down a by-election vote in Donegal. It's a case of respect for the voters that elected him, and he's telling people one thing in Donegal and then quite happy to do something different in Dublin.
Now, Jim McDade hasn't come out to explain his comments as of yet, but if he called for a general election next month, then there wouldn't be much point in having a by-election next month as well, so maybe that's what he meant.
Well, I don't know who he's calling, because he has a vote, which is significant, so, I mean, that's pure rhetoric and a political theatre to say, I'm calling for a general election. I mean, who's he going to call? I can't figure it out, and I think the people of Donegal can't figure it out either. I think he should come out and say that he's actually for having a by-election or against it, and for having a general election or against it, because he seems to make up his mind depending on the day of the week.
He's also said that he will vote against the government if cuts are made at Letterkenny General Hospital, and by the looks of things, cuts at Letterkenny General are inevitable. Could you foresee Dr. McDade voting against the government?
Well, the point that I brought up at the HSE forum in Galway on Tuesday, the director, senior director John Hennessy, asked the question and said, is the budget cuts in the HSE West that we have to deal with now a result of last year's budget in Dublin? He says, yes, it is. So Dr. McDade has already voted for health cuts in the HSE West by voting through the budget last December.